Good evening, church family and visitors and friends. We're glad you're here, right now. We've got a really nice crowd, and I bet you several of y'all received some kind of invitation from a friend of yours to be here. Notes, texts, calls, visits, everything. Because I know this guy, and he really likes to see people in front of him when he speaks. Speaking is not my regular job here. In fact, I don't even have a regular job here. I just sort of show up. Every now and then they say, would you do this? Okay, thank you. And I do, and I try to do good. And I want to thank you especially for leading that wonderful song. I appreciate you so much, Mr. Bowles. And Greg, you've led it so many times for me, and I appreciate you. It's wonderful to be here this evening. I've got a lot to talk about. I want to talk to you to tell you about some things that I do that might help somebody. I absolutely appreciate the elders providing the time for me to do these, to give this little talk. I appreciate their willingness to let a poor old man talk and say some things that might be beneficial, and I think they will. I want to thank Mr. Tyler and Mr. Aaron for asking me to voice this message this evening. And before I begin, would you please bow your heads and I'll lead us in prayer. Dear God and Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to speak this evening. I ask that I be of clear voice. Please be with me as I speak the words I have prepared. I ask that these words be received into the hearts and minds of those in attendance. I further ask that these words provide encouragement to those listening. In Jesus' holy name, amen. I want to speak today, this evening, on encouragement. This church has been very good to Joyce and I, and we've appreciated the opportunity to be here. We've met so many that have been so good to us, so kind, so friendly, welcoming, and they've helped me in my Christian walk. As I began to think about myself and my life and others in my life and those without my life, my thoughts led me to an important assessment. Who needs encouragement? Well, my answer is anybody that can fog a mirror needs encouragement. In other words, the whole business, everybody enjoys some encouragement. Just in your own paper, I read a little thing here. Just happened. Did you see this, Mr. Jacob, in your own paper? Oh, no, he didn't see it either. Well, maybe nobody did, but I did. And it's about encouragement. And it says, adapt the courage to encourage others. We all need encouragement from time to time. I certainly do. But encouraging others offers time and requires time and effort. Sometimes encouraging others may seem daunting. It can be awkward, inconvenient, but it's a good thing to do. The Hebrew writer challenges us to adapt a sense of urgency in encouraging others. That's in Hebrews 3:3. Later reminds us to not avoid assembling together. And why? So that we can stimulate one another in love, good works. Thank you. The word encouragement is first described the action of giving someone support, confidence, or hope. Here's another good one. Persuasion to do or continue to do something. Encouragement is defined as giving renewed courage, hope, and strength, often by highlighting God's grace and truth and to build them up in their faith. It's an act of spiritual support. including comforting, exhorting, strengthening, belief, and believers. In Acts 4:36 and 37, we read of a man named Joseph, a Levite from the country of Cyrus. His name, nickname, was Barnabas. This nickname means son of encouragement, probably given to him by the apostles because of his inclination to serve others and his willingness to do whatever was deemed necessary by the church leaders. This is found in Acts chapter 11, verse 25 through 30. He is referred to as a good man, full of Holy Spirit and faith, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. Though his ministry, through his ministry, a great number of people were brought to the Lord. A great number indeed, and that's good. This is found in Acts chapter 11, verse 24. When he sold his land, he brought the proceeds and laid at the feet of the apostles. Barnabas was known throughout for his generosity and mentoring to others. Like Barnabas, as Christians, we're called to be encouragers. As Christians, we need to do those things that, especially for those that are struggling in the faith, and they're weak, maybe they're struggling, they need help. And we are encouraged to help those people. Barnabas, as a man, was delighted to see others exhibiting the grace of God in their lives, encouraging them to remain faithful. In some way, we should look to opportunities to praise others who bring glory in God, through God, and through their lives that reflect their faith, and that's very important. In addition, Barnabas is an example of a generous spirit when it comes to giving sacrificially to the work of the Lord. As we enter this place, every time we have the opportunity, Joyce and I, we're greeted by smiling faces and nice words of welcome. I really wanted to name names, but I was afraid I'd get in trouble. Point out those who've been so nice to Joyce and me, knowing I would forget someone, and I don't want that to happen. I've already had to apologize to two guys because I got their names mixed up. You know who I'm talking about, don't you? So, but there's a reason for all that. See, I have OLD. You all understand OLD? Think about it just a little bit. That simply means I'm old. So when you hear me say, I have OLD, you know what I'm talking about. Just know I'm happy we chose to become a part of Twin City Church of Christ. I think of myself as a friendly person. I try to speak and be friendly to everybody I meet. On our first cruise, Joyce took right after we were married, we found ourselves one morning in an area of high foot traffic. I spoke to everybody. They came by, and I had my coffee, and I had my wife, and life was good. I'm on a big boat. So most responded with a smile or friendly spoken words. Joyce told me, she said, Gary, look, there's 3,000 people on this boat. You can't speak to everybody. I said, I can try. And I did try. I've told you some nice stories and a few little funny things, giving thanks to everybody here. So what we need is information to help us encouraging those we meet in our life path. At work, at play, on vacation, at the grocery store, at the gas stations, and other places where we meet people. Let me tell you some fundamentals that have helped me. I pray someone sitting on these seats may enjoy this and may find some help. I read Proverbs every day. For instance, today's number 26. I read Proverbs 26. if you base your life and your business on lessons taught in Proverbs, you'll do well. I learned this from Zig Ziglar. He's a motivational speaker in Dallas, Texas, and he's passed away now. He's an author, wrote many books, and I have all of them, and he signed all of them for me. I met with him in his office and at seminars that he gave, listened to his tapes thousands of miles as I drove all over this country. I highly recommend this to everyone. I've read Proverbs many times since 1983. I tend to underline those words that mean something to me right then. The reason for this is I've had a really good day. I may have experienced a bad day. Not all of them are real good, but most of them are. I might have a big deal pending, such as yours. These thoughts bring on different reactions to what you read, hear, or say that day. This is a reason for reading every day. I recommend reading good books. I have a large personal library. I have books by Norman Vincent Peale, Zig Ziglar, and many other well-known authors. I bet that surprises y'all. Y'all didn't even know I could read, but I can. I'm reading a book right now called Attitude of Gratitude. It is so good. Another great read from another book from The Chicken Soup for the Soul is a book called 10 Stories of Helpful Information. Make telephone calls. Just call folks. It's real easy to do. It's real nice. Call those you know. Call those you don't know. Say hello. Send text. You'd be surprised how a simple little text or telephone call might brighten someone's day. It can lift a person's heavy load. It's nice to text someone on their birthday, their anniversary, or their children's birthday, like Mr. Brock the other day. I've appreciated the response I've had from Dr. McKinney and Mrs. McKinney. It's always enjoyable, it's always encouraging, and it's always appreciated, always, because they always respond. It's just really nice to call and text out of the blue. People don't know what to think about that. But they get over it. I recently sent a video of a special song that I sing every day, Why Me, Lord, to our friends Michael and Crystal Wilts. He told me the next time we met that he'd received the video. Then he added, thank you for thinking of me. That was so sweet, and that simple acknowledgement meant the world to me, and thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Speak to people you meet. Some of them will grunt. Some of them won't say anything. Some people are just fussy. They don't want to talk. But most will appreciate someone just being willing to talk and say hello. They don't have to involve themselves in a conversation if they don't want to, but some might, who knows? You might find out something. Put a smile on your face. Act friendly. It's okay to be nice and friendly. Be a beacon of friendliness to everyone you come in contact with. Make their day better, and your day will improve, I promise you. I have a friend that's a farm magazine editor and writer of much talent. I've never met this lady personally, but she is so good. Mrs. Shelley Hughley. Hi, Shelley. She's watching on television. She's just like my sister Sue, a real true wordsmith. She provides information and encouragement to me with her writing. Mrs. Bain has been especially nice to me. She sent me a text the day after we first became members of Twin City Church of Christ. Recently, she and her husband were in Tucson, Arizona. Now, this is important. Mrs. Bain had plenty to do. After all, she was with her grandkids. But she chose to sit down and write a little note and send it to two old people in the U.S. mail. How special is that? Thank you, Mrs. Bain. Here's one that's really, really important. And I practice this a lot, I promise you. We all tend to pray when things are bad and we've got problems or difficulties in our lives. And that's great. I recommend that. It's a good thing to do. I would suggest, though, that it's equally important to pray when times are good. Thank God for bringing good times your way. Tell your spouse you love her. Tell your family you love them. Tell your friends you love them. I like the song by Tanya Tucker, "Send Me Flowers Now." How many times have you been to a funeral and you're talking amongst yourselves? And I've preached at several funerals in my life. And people will say, well, you know, I was thinking about old Junior, the one laying in the box. I was going to call him just last week. I was thinking about him, but I didn't. Now you can't. So call him. Tell him hello. One of the most encouraging aspects of attending Twin City Church of Christ is to watch the development of many qualified young men who do so much to carry out our Lord's work, such as Bonner Bracken, Matthew Brown, Jason Campbell, Lane Capel, Paul and Luke Phillips, Garrett Thornton, Keegan Van, and others. I really don't even know their name, but they're here, mostly on this side, and they're doing good, and they will do good. This church is absolutely blessed with strong, godly leadership, presently and in the future. As I conclude, let me ask you a question. With your past forgiven, when you were baptized, your future assured, what in the round world do you have to be negative about right now? Enjoy life. It's a good life that we've been given, and I appreciate every bit of it. If there's anyone here who's heard these words and desires to be baptized right now, all things are ready. Or if there are those that have fallen from the Christian path, you'd like to get back right with God, come forward